Hello, guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Cheer Up the Podcast UK episode one. We're number ones. Yes, we are number ones. We are super excited to be talking this season about crazy things in the cheer season, but also informing you guys at home and just giving some knowledge on what cheerleading is and dance. Don't forget, dancers, we're not going to keep you out of the picture because it's one big family. And on episode one today, we're going to be talking about tryouts, just like us too. We're trying out a new thing, and then we're going to be obviously going into our small talks, big impacts. Couldn't get my words out there, went blank. And then also controversial con as well, where we're going to talk
and
about.
We're going to keep the theme going, aren't we? So every week, and we've got some amazing special guests over the coming weeks who are going to be joining us on small talk and big impact. And every week we're going to have a controversial corner, which is a topics that we've sort of like discussed with other people. We've done research behind this. So that's what got our controversial corner first topics to talk about. And we're hoping that the podcast is going to be educational as well fun.
For coaches, athletes, parents, you name it. We want to make sure it's educational and you're learning something, because every day, folks, is a learning day. It's a learning
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. It really is a learning day. Every day is a learning day when you're with this guy.
Let's get into it then.
Yeah,
episode
let's go.
One, tryouts. It's tryout season.
Right. So let's talk tryouts.
Yeah.
So as a gym owner, I think some gyms charge, some gyms don't charge for tryouts. And I know that some people give like invitations out, you know, so if you're already a member of that gym, then you might get a letter to say you've made a team.
Yep.
But then when it comes to international teams, for instance, like the under 18s and the under 16s and the under 11s now, isn't it?
Under everything now.
So on the international teams, I think this is where like tryouts
is a big
and
thing,
the world's team, it's a big thing. And we are there to sort of say, to give you five tips of advice, really, aren't we? So, like, the first one being about, like, your expectations of trying out for a team and not being disappointed, because the cheer industry has gone wild. I mean, we compare it, like, the ICC events and Battle of the Champions, the under-16s, level two, it was insane.
It's a wild division now. It's an absolute wild division.
I mean, it was like edge of your seat. If you love cheerleading, let me tell you, that was like edge of your seat.
But even the dance as well, the dance, the youth dance, junior dance, they're all absolutely solid.
And it just seems to be every season you think, wow, it's just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And they looked incredible. So I think the realistic point of view from gym owners, if you're going to be going in for international teams, like all teams had the skills that was needed.
Yeah.
Every flyer had the stretch, you know, like some of the scales, and they were insane. Like,
world.
And the TikToks, it was like, got high to low, wasn't it? Quarter twist, heart, it was insane. So I think if you're going to be trying out and you're a flyer, and let's be real, here, if your heel stretch is not going up above your hip, guys, then I'm not saying there's not a team for you, but maybe the international team is not going to be
for you. Yeah, is not, at is that not time, good practice makes it perfect.
And if, as gym owners, if we had a pound for every time maybe a parent came in and said, "Yeah, but she's really upset because she wants to be a flyer,"
you're gonna have to choose your best, aren't you? Especially if it's, I'm not in that division. We welcome in my gym, we welcome everybody. Everybody makes a team.
Because
we don't have that pressure of the international division, which we are, my senior two are actually getting to that point now where they're turning into that elite team. They're hungry to go international. So the routine's a lot harder and they're actually stepping up, because it's kind of like they've proved to me, no, they want this now.
Yep.
Let's give them the skills that they need to be required, because at an international level is a whole different ball game.
It really is. And I think that's sort of like where we're coming with the educational side of things, because a lot of people like come into the industry just, you know, all the cheerleaders, and we're the same. Every child makes a team, and
yeah.
You know, it's really important to remember that, like, we're building self-confidence, self-esteem, and the ethos with which we share very similar yeah. with our gyms is generally about that. But when you start getting into the higher level and the elitism, yeah. then we need to be, like, realistic and yeah. create a realistic expectation, and also, like, not to be disappointed, because if it's not this season, it could well be next season. And if your gym is supportive, or you know, you want to work on them stretches as a flyer, or work on that tumbles, because if you've got, what, 30 kids that have tried out for a level 2 team, and you're looking for a team of 16 or maybe 20, and out of 30, like, 20 have got back handsprings, got all the tumbles, got the stretches, and then you've got 10 who are not quite there.
Yeah.
Then as a coach, you're gonna, like, go with we that. Have to make these really harsh decisions now, because we are measured on our success.
Yeah. Which is that. This is why we're going to get into Short Talks Big Impact, because we want to give you some really good advice
yes.
on what to take to try out. So you kind of covered that one there. So we've got five little what's the word I'm looking for?
Snippets. Snippets,
golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets for you. Golden nugget of information.
Get the words out there. We've got five of something for you. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So five would be definitely the attitude towards, so starting with five, attitude towards your tryouts. You're going in with a positive, motivational attitude, knowing that you have to be willing to listen to that coach at that tryout.
Yeah.
Make sure you're trying your hardest. Make sure you're being a positive being, supporting your other teammates, or you might see somebody new at your tryouts, support them as well. Just have that nice attitude yeah. about your tryouts, and when you go in, if it's the same team or a different team, just go in there with a positive attitude and just keep striving. So that's part five, really.
Yeah.
Four, we've talked about, obviously, this is another one, being kind of understanding the motivation of what you want to, where you want to go in yeah. your tryout process. So you've got to be realistic with yourself. So yeah. that's kind of our part four, which yeah. we're going to talk about now, is if you are a level 2 athlete and you want to be on a level 5 team, have you got the skills to be able to cross into that threshold? Because yeah. the way that level 5, 6 and 7 is going these days, it's very much you need the skills to get on that team, because
100%,
it's a massive industry, especially if you've got teams in the UK now globing at Worlds. They're going to need the best of yeah. athletes, because they're going to be moving up them. So it's also being about realistic with yourself at 100%, tryouts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think, like, on the other point, so we're coming up to, is it point 3 now?
Yeah.
Is the mindset of the athlete.
Yep.
And not just the mindset, but are you coachable?
Yeah.
Are you coachable as an athlete, and can you take constructive criticism?
Yeah.
And can you sort of work under the pressure, which you have to, because it is high pressure when it's international teams. It does become a lot more high pressure. I'm not saying that the lower teams aren't under pressure, because you are. It might yeah. be somebody's first time they've ever actually gone out and competed, and it's daunting. You're going out in these, and they're big arenas now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like they used to be, are they, when they were no. like tiny arenas. There's some big arenas now because the sport's growing. But I do think it's really important to take on board athletes that you've got that mindset, but also not the mindset of the athlete, but the mindset of the parents
yeah, as well.
Really matter, because when you're coming home from competition, and as fierce as the comps are now,
yeah.
you could be, the difference between first and third is like a 0.1, a 0.2. Yeah. So what is that car journey like on the way home?
Yeah.
Like, is it like, oh, well, I thought you should have won. You know, you was better. And the judges are doing a job. They're doing the score sheets. If it's unfortunate, you might have had a bobble, or you've had a fall, or you've had a legality, let's say, for instance. Yeah. And that's the difference. The coach and those athletes have worked so hard in the gym. The positivity of a parent's journey home is
an impact on them.
Crucial.
Yeah.
It's crucial. So I always you know, you need to be working together as a team, the club owner, the gym, the coach, the athlete, the parent. It's a collective, because if you've got like that little sparkle of X factor of everything that's just going right, you know, don't you? When yeah, you've just got that yeah. team with your parents coming and there's just something, they want it, but they're also understanding yeah. as well, that like what pressure it is.
Yeah.
Then I think that's That's an absolute, yeah. Like, it's so crucial.
And that leads perfectly onto point two, which is being prepared for that, whatever team you're trying out for. What's their requirements? Are you educated on what they expect from you? What are their ethoses? I think having that mindset and understanding and preparing for tryouts, it's not just a matter of just turning up, hi, my name's Fira, I'm here to try out. What's going to separate you from them other athletes that they already have?
Yeah.
That they might be like, well, we know how Julie works because she's been with her for the last 5 seasons, but we've got Fia who is brand new. You want to make sure that you're standing out, you're the same kind of level as Julie or whoever, and you have educated yourself on that club and you know what they stand for. That's going to obviously put you in that kind of,
and
you want to take them on.
The understanding as well, when we talked about understanding, I think what's really crucial as well is, when you're going for bids, you're going as a club for that bid. So let's say you're in a youth level one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are 11.
Yeah.
And the year after, you are going to age out. So you're going to age out because you're going to go into a junior team.
Yeah.
That bid was won for youth. So that bid cannot transfer over then to a junior team. So basically, the child who would have won that bid, and they'd be like, yeah, we're going to America. If you haven't got that junior bid, you might not be going to America. Yeah. But what you've done is you've played a really crucial part
into the process.
An integral part into getting that bid for the club, for that actual division. And I think we need to be like, it's really difficult to get that message across, because you know parents sometimes have a massive confusion, and it's a confusion for us as coaches. Like, the age grid changes,
honestly, I can't keep up. It changes more than I change my t-shirts, let me tell you. I never know what's going on. I'm like, well, we've got this team this season, and then somebody, one of my coaches, will go, no, you can't do that team because Fanny Tutt over there is the wrong age. I'm like, God and Bennett, what am I gonna do? But I think, it's the industry's forever changing. But leading on to the final point, I think go for it. That's a word. Absolutely go for it. That's our top tip on our five kind of tips to tryouts. Go in there confident. Go in there ready for it. And go in there like you want to be on that team. Show them.
Performance. Yeah. Is everything. Like, and it links into the attitude. Because, you know, we're cheerleaders. Things can happen. We could do a back tuck, touchdown. You know, it's how you get back up. It's your resilience on that mat. And if you're proving in tryouts, if something went wrong, but you was like, sassy.
Your frette went wrong, but you've got your face like a goddess, and you've just kept it.
Exactly.
It's all about that.
I mean, let's talk about some cheer teams here that you know that they've come out and they're just like, they're having the best time.
Yeah.
And they're clean, they're sharp, they're giving everything. Even like down to that dance section.
Like me on Genesis back at dance, but dance were popping off at the front. I always went to be at the front, but they tell me that I'm not quite the best cheer dancer, but you know what? It was always popping off.
I remember watching Genesis in their dance section at ICC Southern Jam. And there was a section, I'll never forget it, where Stefan came through the middle and he was like... And that shows you what a performance can do, because that is imprinted in my brain like forever, because I remember thinking that dance section.
Stefan was always a phenomenal dancer.
And he's just like, there was just something extra. But when you're watching dance sections and,
it's showmanship, isn't it?
Yeah, and it could well be that like the pyramid's just completely gone.
Yeah.
But
car crash.
But you get back up, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you try to get back up. Depends where it's gone.
I remember one of my athletes once. She came out of a prep. No, it was gut. It was a gut. And she went on her face. Like, and she got up, but she must have hurt herself. And she was doing her best because we've trained, we trained to like perform. And she was like, she was literally crying, but
doing all emotions.
Smile at the same time.
Good
it's
on you.
Great video. I'll have to, we'll upload it after.
She'll absolutely hate you. Don't do that. Child safeguarding there.
Yeah, oh my God. But it just goes to show though, this sport is amazing for resilience.
It is, yeah.
And so tryouts is from an athlete, from a coach's perspective. Make sure like everything is in your pack.
Yeah.
Making sure that like it's set out in stone, you know. This
what
is
you expect.
The competition that we're doing. These are the competitions for the season that we're doing.
Yeah.
everything's as clear as day as to where you're going, because the financial impact
it has on people, which is a talk for a different episode, but yeah, we will get into stuff like that. But I think just know, from all points of the triangle, cheerleader to parent to coach slash gym, mm-hmm, everybody just needs to be on the same page.
Absolutely, sure. 100%. Like, knowing, because when you're planning for your tryouts, you're planning your tryouts back in April,
yeah,
aren't you? You're planning tryouts in April. You're looking at what competitions that you're going to be doing,
yeah,
for the following season. So it's like getting your packs ready for, you know, to go out. And do you feel as though these are going out like earlier and earlier every year?
My pack's out of Christmas. That's right. I think we just send, we all an information pack. They come to try out, see, so 48 hours to confirm or deny the place. And we send them a welcome pack, which is exactly the same. And then from there, welcome to the team. We have them on. And then that's it really for us. But we every year, I'm like, we're going to have to have it out earlier. This is the latest I've done it. Get out now. But
and then all the other gyms are like, oh, where are they going?
Yeah, every other gym will read, oh, well, he's got his pack out, let's read it. Are we cheaper? Are we not? Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
but there's
it
room
is
for everyone, isn't, yeah, there? I think there's enough everybody people to go around wherever you are. There's enough gyms to go, yeah, around now. You know, there's so many gyms
it
now.
It is what it is.
And I think it's really important that, like say, your prices are clear, you're picking the teams that you want,
yep,
you can pick your teams onto your budget. If you're going to be international, know that there's coming with a financial impact on that,
yeah,
as well, on your tryouts. But yeah, I think, like you said, go for it, have a great season. We're smash excited it, yeah, to see what's going to come this, yeah, season. We're excited to sort of like get the team reveals, like, yeah, watch on the socials. And if you are a club owner or anybody and you've got a golden nugget of information, like,
share it. There's,
share it with us. Like, yeah, share it with us at the bottom of the comments, and then we'll share, yeah, it again, can't we?
We can always help people. We've, yeah, all got the same goal at the end of the day, and that's the athletes. That's them to go for gold. And that kind of sums up our top five in Small Talk's Big Impact. And we're now going to move on to
bum, bum, bum,
controversial corner. Honestly, I've practiced that word in the mirror for the last 14 days. Controversial corner. do you want to start this one off? I don't mind starting this one off.
Let's. It's episode one. You start this one.
To the wolves. So, with it being tryouts, the controversial corner we're going to talk about today is gym hopping. There's no commitment to teams because of bids and stuff like that, and there might be higher level. I'm gonna one guy that I might call Matthew, is American. He owns teams in America. He's got like 5 locations, loads of kids, and he always said, when we can't provide for that athlete no longer and they move on to a bigger or better team, like maybe down the road, he always says to them, just when people ask you where you've come from or where you've learnt your skills in your first kind of years of cheerleading,
yeah,
just say where you've come from, and that's all I ask. That's all I ask from you, and good luck with your journey. And that resonated with me massively. I thought, yeah, that's so sweet. Just remember where you've come
that
from.
That is really, really nice.
If they've built, yeah, you from grassroots and from the ground up, that gym, that owner, he's built you to what you are,
yeah,
today,
yeah,
for you to be able to go onto that big international team or,
yeah,
to go abroad or whatever it is.
Yeah,
they've taught you your basics. So just remember where you've come from. So, for me,
that's a really nice piece, yeah, of information.
Yeah, pride cheerleading. His name's Matthew.
Yeah,
shout out to Matthew. He's a really lovely guy. But yeah, I think there's no loyalty these days. I mean, I'm a small team. I've lost a couple of athletes to other teams in my region just because they want the rag, amazing tumblers, or,
yeah,
they want a higher level, and I can't provide that.
Yeah.
But on the same kind of flip side of that, I think, but we're growing to that. So you can either be part of the backbone,
yep,
and come to that growth.
Yeah.
Or you can jump ship and go somewhere, yep, and do that. And a lot of my kids obviously have been that backbone and they've sticked. And it's, yep, working, because my level 2 team, they're getting better and better.
They
and
are.
Better, where we're beating teams in the region.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm just like, there, yeah, you go.
We was the same, like going back like many moons ago, we never really struggled with,
yeah,
gym hoppers, as we call them now, yeah, because you was united as a team. You know, we started off with this youth group and we went through youth into juniors into seniors,
through the levels.
We went through the levels, and you know, we've come six, we've come, you know, and we worked through it till eventually we were grand champions. We won at internationals, we won at Bournemouth, we got bids to the summit, you know, we went on that journey and we went on that journey together. Obviously people come and go naturally, but yeah. It was a journey. The core was still there. But what I think we're finding now is with the bids,
yeah,
that's becoming a real challenge because the industry is evolving and changing so drastically with bids. The kids who want a bid
will go find the bid.
Go and find the bid.
Yeah.
And that is the challenge, I think, for a lot. Like we spoke to a lot of gym owners.
Smaller gym owners,
and a lot of gym owners were saying that this was like something to bring up in controversial corner because a lot of gyms were finding the same problem of trying to keep hold of the athletes. Like you said, when you've worked with them for so long and you've got to a certain level, if you can't provide that level, wish them well and go, look, we're not doing that. But if you're going off somewhere else, that's fabulous. But make sure it's friendly so that next time we see you at competition,
you're happy.
It's great and we'll come and support you. You can come and support us.
Don't go to another team and I put you as a front spots. I absolutely, honestly, I despise. Front spots are brilliant. Teams like to have front spots, but it's not an ethos in my gym. You not having front spots. I'm an old-fashioned coach.
Yeah.
Like three bases. Like and a flyer, or if I've got boys, it's dual base and a flyer. I'm just like, you're not having a front spot.
Yeah,
you're not having it.
See, we're talking old language there.
you're not having a front spot. But I think there's no loyalty anymore. When I was on my team, Genesis, which unfortunately folded, I had the best time of my life, but I stuck with them because that was my how I got into cheer was a girl I used to work with was like, oh, you should do cheerleading. And it was Genesis at the time. Went through that process. Unfortunately, folded, but I stayed with them because they taught me everything I knew.
But how could you not want to stay with Genesis as a team anyway?
It was a laugh.
I mean, first time I met you guys was in America.
We had a hoot, but made me the person who I was today. But that's controversial corner, short and sweet. Words of wisdom to leave our lovely viewers with, what would you say?
I would say, if you're going for tryouts and you don't get what you've gone out for, remember, as one door closes, another door opens and you don't know what opportunities are there for you. the next door.
I could put you on a podium. Motivational speaker, Jane Valentine.
I'm a wise old girl. I'm a wise old owl.
My words of wisdom will be, stay committed to your team. Stay committed to your team. If you don't like it, bring it up to the coach. Say, I'm not happy. I'm looking at going elsewhere. Maybe they can correct it and not stop you, but a coach will always have your best interest at heart.
Always.
So just have that respect for the coach and have that conversation with them and stay committed. If not, I'm sure most coaches, I will myself, will hold my hand up and be like, if you want to go do that team, you go do that team. We support you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of everything today. Our first episode done.
How exciting is it? We've had it planned for so long, but it's been amazing.
But thank you so much for watching thank you for being here. Thank you for being here and watching.
With us. If you're watching on YouTube, you're with us.
Yeah, you're with us.
In
you're
spirit
with us.
Here. And if you're listening in on the
in
audio.
Your car, on the way to Bournemouth or wherever you're on to later.
Because Bournemouth's coming up.
Yeah. But thank you so much. You can follow us on social media, Cheer Up the Podcast on all platforms, and also listen to us on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts as well. Make sure you're interacting with us. If you want something in Controversial Corner or Short Talks Big Impact, drop us a DM. Our email's on the social platform as well. And that's us.
So let's cheer up with cheer up.
Bye.
Bye.